We're in Simen Shin Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Chav. We'll be doing Chav through Chav Dalet. Sif Chav Einos Din Yayin Letocha Ayin. You're not allowed to put wine inside the eye because everyone realizes that that's being done lerefuah. The litno al gabav, to put it on the outside of the eye, on the eyelid, in poseach v'sogar ayin aser. If you're opening and closing the eye, that's aser, because it's still nicker that it's lerefuah. V'im eino poseach v'sogar mutter, whereas if you're not opening and closing, then putting it on the outside of the eye is mutter. The reason being that people would wash their eyes with wine. Now today, that the only time we wash our eyes with wine is after Havdalah, for a chibuv hamitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah comes out that it would be nicker that it's the refuah, and it's also even on the eyelid. Varok tuffel, and saliva, when a person did not eat for a while, so it's pure saliva. Afilu al gabav aser, you cannot even put it on your eyelid. The mukha milsid l'refuah of it. It's obvious to all that you're doing this for refuah. Now this is only when you're doing it l'refuah, and saliva apparently heals certain things. Whereas, what if someone's eyes are stuck? Something came out during the night and dried up on the eye, and he cannot open his eye. There he's allowed to use saliva to open it, because it's clear that he's just washing his eye. He's not doing it for any refuah. Sif Chaf Aleph, Shora Odom Kilorin Be'erev Shabbos, V'nosin Al Gabi Ha'ayin B'Shabbos. You are allowed to soak a medical patch on Erev Shabbos for your eye. She'ein Nira Ela Karochitz, because it looks as if you're washing it. It doesn't look like refuah, because you soaked it from before Shabbos. As long as you're not opening and closing it. Why are we not afraid of Shrika Samamanim? Let this be part of the Gzeira. Because it was not done in the way you do refuah, you have to soak it on Erev Shabbos. Now, there's a machlokas rishonim, pshat in the Gemara here. Pshat is that we're dealing with something that has to be soaked, and they tell you to do it Erev Shabbos. Or is it something that's not normally soaked and they're telling you to soak it on Erev Shabbos? The big nafkamin is, can you before Shabbos mix refuah with food and then eat it on Shabbos? So there are some who are matir, because they claim that since you did it before Shabbos and you mixed it with food, now you're eating, it's not nikkur that it's the refuah. Others say no. This halacha was said only in the case of something that has to be prepared. Just Chazal tell you to prepare it before Shabbos. But something that needs no preparation, the fact that you went and threw it into the food doesn't make it any better. Further, Sifchav Beis, Mavirin Gildei Hamaka, V'sochen Osam Bashomen. So this is referring to like scabs. You're allowed to take them off if it's already healed, and you're allowed to go and soak them in oil, or put oil on them. Avalo Bechelev, but you cannot use chelev, wax, because you end up melting it. And that's like risuk. Vafilu bigmar maka, deleke eletzara shori. The Mishnah Berurah changes the girsa. That is deleke tzara eletainug. Even at the very end, where you don't need it to heal, it just makes you feel better. That's mutter. We said by behemoths, you're not allowed to do anything for them on Shabbos for tainug, because that's tirchi yisera. By an odom, there's no issa. You're not allowed to put on it shemen and hot water together. The reason being, because this looks like it's the refuah. As well as you're not allowed to go and put them on some kind of cloth to put it on top of it. But you're allowed to put it outside the maka and let it drip in. Now, in the case of the moch, it's also because of schita. Whereas in oil, we're not choshish that you're going to go and squeeze it out, and it does not look like you're cleansing it. Sifchav Gimel. Nosvin svog v'chatiches begadim yaveshim v'chadoshim she'ena l'refuah el kaglo she'yisritu abegadim es hamaka. You're allowed to protect the maka from getting scratched with anything. Avalo yishonim she'merapim. Not used ones, because they have the ability to be merape. V'ani mili yishonim once they were used, so the halacha is that it's mutter, because then they do not have the ability to heal anymore. The poskim are mistapik if svog, if sponge is that's old, ends up having healing qualities and would be also in the first place. Could be that it's only old begodim to do. Chav dalid nosnim ola al gabi maka b'shabbes. She'enu elo kemishamra. Most leaves do not heal. You're allowed to put a leaf if it's just there to prevent it from getting scratched. Chutz me ole gefanim shein l'refua, except for grape leaves that are refua, or any other leaf that you're aware of that is l'refua. Ve'nosnen gemi alamaka shumarpe. You do not put a gemi on a maka because it is marape. That is a rubber.